right, Jeff, that sounds good. Yeah, we're always looking for net controls, at least for the Skywarn net. If Dave's not available, I usually try and tap Mike or someone else who's retired who is at home. And if nobody else is available, I try and run it from work, off on a handy talkie. And usually my HT doesn't work well within the building, so I have to usually step out the front door or out the back loading dock someplace to try and get a better signal. And like I said, depending on workload, that's not always possible. So we can let you know, like I said, what is required for net control, at least in that regard. And like I said, just listen in. If we do have one, listen in to Dave, what he does, and that's the best way to hear how the flow of things go and what we do. All right, one other thing, speaking of that, we do have National Weather Service spotter training coming up on April 2nd, 7 p.m., Thomas Township Fire Hall number 1 on Miller Road, just north of Gratiot. So 7 p.m. on April 2nd. Information's up on the National Weather Service page, so weather.gov/DTX. And there's a link on there for all of the spotter training that they are offering this year in different locations. Next up on the list, we have KD8PAZ, standby KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Minnie.